California's salmon continue to be in crisis, and in 2023, it's getting worse. Scientists found that fewer Sacramento River's fall-run Chinook salmon live to adulthood than in the past 15 years when they began looking. And the Klamath River Chinook population is lower than it has been since 1997. Chuck Bonham, director of the state's Fish and Wildlife Agency, said the decades-long drought has stressed salmon populations. John McManus is president of the Golden Gate Salmon Association. He says the current crisis is due to the last 2 years of record drought and government decisions.
Because salmon live typically to be 3 years old, we are just now starting to see the effects of the most recent drought. So the returns of adult salmon this past year were very poor, so much so that it looks very unlikely that we'll have a fishing season this year. We expect to see poor returns probably for the next couple of years as we work through the negative impacts of not only the drought, but decisions that were made during the drought about how much water to leave for salmon, which basically boiled down to almost none.
McManus explains that juvenile salmon need strong pulse flows of mountain water in the spring months of the year so they can swim to the Pacific Ocean. That makes sufficient and timely water releases from state and federal reservoirs essential for salmon survival.
In parts of California, there are people that are mistakenly of the belief that water flowing to the ocean is wasted. In fact, it functions as a conveyor belt that brings the lifeblood of our industry, juvenile salmon, out to the ocean where they need to be for a couple of years to grow. Again, when you cut off the flows in the spring by diverting to agriculture, you're killing the state's salmon runs.
Like many environmental advocates around the state, John McManus is critical of Governor Gavin Newsom's executive order to restrict freshwater flows down the state's rivers. He insists it's doing even more harm to salmon populations.
The governor's actions are highly detrimental, not only to the ecosystem, but to all of us in the salmon industry that depend on a healthy environment in the Central Valley. And again, you know, it's a wet year for all intents and purposes. Everybody knows it. The reservoirs are rapidly filling. The snow is at record levels in some places. And here the governor turns around and basically cripples the environment with an executive order that allows greater pumping and fewer reservoir releases at a time of year when we desperately need that water to get baby salmon out to the ocean where they can survive.
Despite the governor's recent lifting of emergency drought declarations for 13 counties, state water policy has not stabilized the fragile ecology of its rivers or the Delta estuary on which salmon depend. Some sport fishing groups have already called for closing the salmon fishing season. This week, the Pacific Fisheries Management Council will be deciding whether the working men and women in their industry will have jobs this year or not. Vic Bedoyan reporting for KPFA News and KFCF Radio.